Wake Voter Guide Text, U.S. House of Representatives. Members of Congress adopt legislation affecting local, national, and global affairs. Wake County is in three congressional districts. Vote for one candidate to represent the district where you live. See ncvoter.org/guide for profiles of who is on your ballot. Candidates are listed throughout this guide in their order on the ballot. District 2 candidates. Michael Dublin Green, public school teacher, wants a living wage of $25 and says a vote for me is striking a blow at corporate greed and those who have sacrificed workers in the temple of the capitalist god, greed. Opposes military-industrial complex and wants to end the war machine. Says, stop burning fossil fuels and eating meat in large quantities to address climate change. Website, ncgpcandidates.org/michael-dublin. Deborah K. Ross, Democrat, District 2's current representative in Congress, says it is shameful that women are still paid less than men for the same work. We'll continue to sponsor bills like the Equal Pay Act. Advocates against racial discrimination, for voting rights, and for comprehensive judicial reform. Defends Obamacare and reproductive health care. Website, deborahross.com, deborahross.com. Alan D. Swain, Republican, former U.S. Army colonel, wants to cut federal spending, reduce the national debt, stop Democratic tax hikes, and halt Bidenomics. Prioritizes fully funding law enforcement, fighting drug and human trafficking, and also increasing funding to rebuild the military. Would use conservative free market approaches to address global warming. Website, swainforcongress.com. That's swainforcongress.com. District 4 candidates, Valerie P. Fushi, Democrat, District 4's current representative in Congress, prioritizes legislation that brings equity to all communities, will continue to fight against systemic racism, says access to affordable, quality health care is a right which should be guaranteed to all Americans. Wants to raise the minimum wage, pass the Green New Deal, and protect labor organizing. Website, ValerieFushi.com. That's ValerieFushe.com. Guy Mayer, Libertarian. Master arborist, educator, prioritizes a dynamic, future-oriented educational system based on choice that includes fully funding tax-paid scholarships for kids in private schools as well as allowing students to choose whatever public school they prefer. Would dissolve ABC boards and let private business produce, distribute, and sell liquor. Website, guyfornc.org, guyfornc.org. Eric Blankenberg, Republican, technology consultant, prioritizes reforming our tax and regulatory systems to make America the best place to start a new business and expand an existing one. Says our schools are well-funded but yield lousy results. Says the right way to achieve a green energy future is to have the market lead in finding solutions that are economically viable. Website, eric4nc.com, ericfornc.com. District 3 candidates, Brad Knott, Republican, former U.S. prosecutor, opposes passing any new laws to regulate gun use or ownership, supports school choice, so parents can transfer their children to charter or private schools, says public schools push woke ideologies like critical race theory, will prioritize tough-on-crime policies because Democrats brought us deadly violence. Website, BradKnottForCongress.com. That's BradKnottForCongress.com. Frank Pierce, Democrat, owns landscaping business, supports a reasonable tax rate to assure a lean and efficient government, says, let's stop demonizing immigrants and adopt sensible policies like the bipartisan plan developed earlier this year. Wants to lower drug prices, reduce racial health disparities, defend voting rights, build affordable housing, and fully fund Title I for disadvantaged kids. Website, FrankPierceForCongress.com. That's FrankPierce, the number 4, Congress.com. North Carolina General Assembly. The General Assembly has 50 members in the North Carolina Senate and 120 members in the North Carolina House who represent districts across the state. All members will be elected this year for a 2-year term. They adopt laws affecting health care, jobs, schools, taxes, racial justice, roads, voting, climate change, abortion, guns, and more. As in Congress, Democratic and Republican legislators often disagree on issues. Learn about the candidates seeking to represent you at ncvoter.org/guide and vote411.org. And the 411 is in the form of numbers. Differences between Democratic and Republican candidates reflect the differing positions of party leaders, like these from the North Carolina Senate leaders. Democratic Senate Leader Senator Dan Blue. Stop giving corporate titans and millionaires tax cuts and invest that money in our public school teachers and students. Restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Stop the sale of assault weapons. Enforce strict background checks and enact strong red flag laws to keep vulnerable parties safe. Opposes U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger. Cut taxes on businesses and cut government regulation, halting progress in the private economy. Increase the number of charter schools and funding for students to attend private schools. Do not restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Opposes an assault rifle ban and strong red flag laws. Support Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. General Assembly contests involving Wake County voters. Find your North Carolina House and Senate contests at ncvoter.org/guide and vote411.org. NC Senate District 13, Lisa Grafstein, Democrat, versus Susan Hogarth, Libertarian, versus Scott Lassiter, Republican. NC Senator District 14, Angela McCarty, Republican, versus Dan Blue, Democrat, versus Sammy Brooks, Libertarian. North Carolina Senator District 15, Kat McDonnell, Libertarian, versus David Bankert, Republican, versus J.J. Chaudhry, Democrat. North Carolina Senator District 16, Gail Adcock, Democrat. North Carolina Senator District 17, Mrs. Sidney Batch, Democrat, Patrick J. Bowersox, Libertarian. North Carolina Senator District 18, Terrence Everett, Democrat, versus Brad Hessel, Libertarian, versus Ashley Bryan Adams, Republican. North Carolina House District 11, Allison A. Dahl, Democrat, versus Philip Hensley, Republican, versus Matthew Corden, Libertarian. North Carolina House District 21, Ya Liu, Democrat, versus Mary Miskimmon, Republican. North Carolina House District 33, Monica Johnson Hostler, Democrat, versus Chris Costello, Libertarian. North Carolina House District 34, Ed George, Libertarian, versus Tim Longest, Democrat. North Carolina House District 35, Yvonne S. Hopkins, Democrat, versus Michael Oakes, Libertarian, versus Mike Sheetselt, Republican. North Carolina House District 36, Travis Grew, Libertarian, versus Julie Von Hafen, Democrat, versus Becky Allen, Republican. North Carolina House District 37, Shafia Jackson, Democrat, versus Aaron Pear, Republican, versus Christopher Robinson, Libertarian. North Carolina House District 38, Abe Jones, Democrat. North Carolina House District 39, James Roberson, Democrat. North Carolina House District 40, Jerry Doliner, Republican, versus Joe John, Democrat, versus Mike Munger, Libertarian. North Carolina House District 41, Matthew Lazax, Libertarian, versus Maria Cervania, Democrat. North Carolina House District 49, Cynthia Ball, Democrat. North Carolina, House District 66, Michael Nelson, Libertarian, versus Sarah Crawford, Democrat. Pick your county and city leaders. Wake County Board of Commissioners. The 7 members of the County Commission adopt the budget for schools, sheriff's department, and other agencies, and they make decisions affecting land use, housing, conservation, the health department, and other vital services. This year, voters in just 3 districts will elect a commissioner who lives in their district. See your ballot at ncvoter.org/guide. District 4 candidate, Susan P. Evans, Democrat. This candidate has no opponent. District 5 candidate, Tara Waters, Democrat. This candidate has no opponent. District 6 candidate, Shanika Thomas, Democrat. On Board of County Commissioners now. Priorities: promote housing affordability, focus on public health and safety, support vulnerable populations, and advance multimodal transit options. Website: voteforshanika.com. That's VOTE, the number 4, SHINICA.com. Jacob Arthur, Republican, will ensure that money is spent effectively to directly impact instruction with a transparent budgeting process. Will address key controversial issues directly with a commitment to unifying our community and respecting diverse perspectives and aiming for common goals that benefit all students. Endorsers, Wake County Republican Party. Website, mcduffyforschoolboard.org. Wake County Board of Education. The 9-member Board of Education hires the school superintendent and oversees finances and school policies. This year, 5 board members are elected by district on a nonpartisan basis. See your district and ballot at ncvoter.org/guide. District 3 candidates, Wing Ng, on school board now, physician, promotes early literacy using evidence-based methods and high-dosage tutoring programs, supports the freedom of teachers to design curriculum in keeping with state standards, and will uphold parents' final authority to opt out of material that they find objectionable. Endorsers, Wake County Republican Party, and NC Representative Aaron Paré. Website, wingforwakeschools.com. That's WINGFORWakeschools.com. Jordyn Blaze, Diversity and Equity Strategist at Molt plus Moxie Consulting, would create more opportunities for parental involvement in school activities and decision-making, would address disparities in discipline and academic achievement among different student groups, and increase funds for school counselors and mental health resources. Endorsers, Wake County Democratic Party, Wake County Association of Educators. Website, jordynforwake.com. That's JordynForWake.com. District 4 candidates, Toshiba Rice, on school board now, CEO of Joe Kaiki, LLC, would develop and enforce clear anti-bullying policies and establish support systems for victims, supports implementing evidence-based instructional strategies that cater to diverse learning styles, and that establish regular assessment and intervention to ensure student progress. Endorsers, Wake County Democratic Party. Website, ToshibaRice.com. That's ToshibaRice.com. Robert Morales Vergara. He has withdrawn, but his name may still appear on the ballot. Mike Williams, educational consultant and former school administrator, would address book bans by polling the community to assess the book's appropriateness, would bolster school safety by immersing all students into the school culture, increasing mental health, and aggressively encouraging See Something, Say Something campaigns. Endorsers, none listed for his campaign on his website. Website, docwmsone.com. That website again, docwmsone.com. Sean Callan, no website or campaign Facebook page identified. District 5 candidates. Lynn Edmonds, on school board now, public school's first NC staff. Would expand Grow Your Own program, which recruits WCPSS high school students to become educators. Supports raises for teachers, more counselors and nurses, and equity-focused practices that will improve learning. Endorsers, Wake County Democratic Party, Wake County Association of Educators. Website, lynforwake.com. That's lynforwake.com. Ted Hills, senior ontologist and data modeler, says Wake County school system should be doing a much better job of serving its three constituencies, students, parents, and taxpayers. Says taxpayers want school graduates to give their community a boost through hard work and productivity and stable families. Endorsers, Wake County Republican Party, website tedfored.com. That's TED, the number 4, ED.com. District 6 candidates, Sam Hershey, on school board now, Evum Solutions CEO, former coach, wants support teams of mental health professionals, nurses, and social workers in each school full-time. Values diversity in all aspects of life. Opposes book bans beyond established review process. Wants improved communication with parents and supports SROs in middle and high schools. Endorsers, Wake County Democratic Party, Wake County Association of Educators. Website, samforwake.com. That's samforwake.com. Josh Points, vice president of Medalist Capital, says he's running because 1 in 3 students is not proficient in reading and math, far worse than 20 years ago. says, get back to basics, including teaching cursive writing. Says too much of increased funding goes to administrators, and that's not helping my kids and everybody else's kids learn better. Endorsers, Wake County Republican Party. Web, facebook.com/josh.points7. District 8 candidates. Lindsay Mahaffey, on school board now, former teacher, says, let's keep our focus on learner profiles and formative assessments instead of promoting high-stakes testing. Wants to expand magnet options, academies, and vocational programs to give students and parents more choices. Also promotes soft skills, for example, citizenship and empathy, helpful for real life. Endorsers, Wake County Democratic Party, Wake County Association of Educators. Website, electlindsay.com. That's electlindsay.com. Elizabeth McDuffie, realtor, former teacher, will ensure that money is spent effectively to directly impact instruction with a transparent budgeting process. Will address key controversial issues directly with a commitment to unifying our community and respecting diverse perspectives and aiming for common goals that benefit all students. Endorsers, Wake County Republican Party. Website, McDuffie4schoolboard.org. That's McDuffie, the number 4, SCHOOLBOARD.org. Raleigh Mayor and City Council. The Raleigh City Council hires the city manager to oversee city departments and implement policies the council adopts that affect housing, land use, transit, taxes, recreation, and many services. Voters elect one member from their own district, two members at large or citywide, and the mayor, who presides at council meetings. Those with highest votes win, no runoff. Find your district and ballot at ncvoter.org/guide. Candidates for mayor. Janet Cowell, Dix Park Conservancy President, former State Treasurer. Would diversify housing options, partner with nonprofits to build low-income housing, and rehabilitate existing homes to be safe and livable. Wants a forward-looking rezoning plan to help build a community that works for everyone through public input and comprehensive review. Website, Janet Cowell for mayor.com. That's JanetCowellForMayor.com. Paul Fitz, mortgage lender, says, our city council hasn't focused at all on public safety. We need a minimum of 400 more police officers. Would make the city more business-friendly and create more livable areas. For example, convert land used now for state prisons to livable spaces. Supports bringing a casino to Raleigh. Website, fitsforraleigh.com. FITTSFORRAELEIGH.com. Eugene Myrick, educator. Priorities, community-based power, neighborhood revitalization, affordable housing, social equity, and environmental justice. Says developers have too much influence, wants sustainable development, opposes moving Red Hat Amphitheater to South Street area. Website, myrickformayor.com. That's myrickformayor.com. Terrence Truth Ruth, professor at NC State, says the security of our city hinges on two things, advancing community well-being and implementing evidence-based policies. I will use a collaborative approach that humanizes policy decisions. Wants more housing options, downtown revitalization, and a holistic approach to safety beyond traditional policing. Website, truthforraleigh.com. That's truthforraleigh.com. James L. Shaughnessy IV, catering company manager, would use AI to streamline government systems and would restructure zoning laws to encourage more development from contractors, would bolster mental health support, create a mental hospital, and expand programs to aid those with addiction and homelessness. Website, Shaughnessy4U.com. Shaughnessy, the number 4, YOU.com. Candidates for at large. James Bledsoe, IT manager for state agency, says, as the only combat veteran running, I am bringing a unique perspective to city government. Would reverse the trend of an increased cost of living, housing shortage, and lack of support for first responders and veterans. Would lower spending and reduce city's debt. Website, electjamesbledsoe.com. electjamesbledsoe.com. Joshua Bradley works in hospitality industry, says he is running because working class people should have a seat at the table, would address racial injustice and economic inequality, says investing in communities of color and policies that improve life for city employees will benefit all residents. Supports fully free public transit. Website, BradleyForRaleighWorkers.com. BradleyForRaleighWorkers.com. Stormy Denise Fort, on City Council, attorney, wants to ensure all Raleigh citizens, especially those in disenfranchised communities, have access to affordable housing, wants to improve community mobility, and partner with grassroots organizations to promote small businesses and economic development. Website, stormy4raleigh.com. STORMIE, the number 4, Raleigh.com. Jonathan Lambert Melton, on City Council, attorney, supports Council's decisions, add 5,500 affordable homes by 2026, and allow accessory dwelling units and more housing options. Supports Police Advisory Board and higher pay for police, first responders, and other city employees. Wants better bus service, e-bikes, EV charging stations, and smart/anti-sprawl land use. Website, jonathanmelton.com. JonathanMelton.com. Katie Pate, marketing consultant, part-time barista. Priorities, authenticity, accountability, and kindness. Says, our elected officials and public employees should be held to a higher standard. Honesty and transparency will make the city stronger. We'll not take contributions from developers. Website, katiepateforraleigh.com. KatiePateforRaleigh.com. Reeves Peeler, community organizer, says he is a worker advocate, outdoor enthusiast, and housing activist with a vision for a better and more equitable Raleigh. Wants stronger neighborhoods, community engagement, expanded public recreation, better walk/bike/public transit options. Would empower CACs and small area planning. Website, reevesforraleigh.com. reevesforraleigh.com. Robert Steele, Jr., property manager, wants a violent crime alert system, which could have saved the lives of his fiancée and others. Wants crime-free bus service. Will aggressively seek public-private partnerships to build affordable housing. Will not accept contributions from developers. Opposes upzoning and wants inclusionary zoning. Website, robforraleigh.com. That's robforraleigh.com. Candidates for District A. Mary Black Branch, on City Council, founder of Radical Futurist Lab, will promote a vision for justice, climate action, and progress. Wants to address police violence with changes in police department's budget. Prioritizes stopping gentrification, increasing access to renovated affordable housing, and combining climate justice with housing justice. Website, mary4districta.com. M-A-R-Y, the number 4, D-I-S-T-R-I-C-T-A.com. Whitney Hill, small business owner, says public safety is the number one responsibility of city government. Wants to fill vacant positions and help overworked and underpaid police and first responders. Wants to control taxes and make growth pay for itself, rather than add taxes to current residents. Wants to be prudent and cautious about expanding parks to avoid adding to tax burden. Website, whitneyforraleigh.com. whitneyforraleigh.com. Mitchell Silver, urban planner, former planning director for Raleigh, former parks commissioner for New York City. Prioritizes quality growth, affordable housing, and public health and safety. Would create great streets, places, and spaces by using his past experience, for example, helping create Raleigh's Unified Development Code. Website, silverforraleigh.com. silverforraleigh.com. Candidates for District B. Jennifer McCollum, worked in healthcare field, wants to lower taxes, reduce the city's debt, and cut unnecessary spending. Wants to hire more police and pay first responders a livable salary. Says need to pause on park expansion and reallocate funds toward critical issues, housing, public safety, and emergency services. Website, jen4raleigh.com. J-E-N-N, the number 4, raleigh.com. Megan Patton, on City Council, service manager in IT field, former teacher, wants tax relief for longtime residents stressed by tax hikes, wants to build mixed-income housing, provide down payment aid, and hold developers accountable for building with sustainability in mind. We'll focus on transparency and rebuilding trust in the council. Website, patton4raleigh.com, patton4raleigh.com. Candidates for District C. Corey Branch, on City Council, Associate Director of Kendrell. Priorities, improved transportation, affordable housing, youth development, and economic growth. Emphasizes that safe, engaging programming for youth is needed to ensure a bright future. Says his campaign's endorsements range from NC AFL-CIO to Home Builders Association. Website, coreybranch.com, coreybranch.com. Daquanda Copeland, staff of Wake County Affordable Housing Department. Priorities include addressing social and economic disparities, food security, accessibility, and connected public transit, affordable housing, and living wages for emergency service workers. Says, I will be the force of change who can navigate bureaucracies and get things done. Website, daquantacopeland.com. daquantacopeland.com. Tamara DaCosta, Health Research Manager, prioritizes reducing wasteful spending, supporting small business, and making streets safer and more attractive. We'll work with developers to produce more housing and create beautiful neighborhoods. Wants to provide competitive salaries to city workers and to retain and maintain quality service. Website, tamara4raleigh.com. TOMARAFORRaleigh.com. Daniel Grant King, Wake County School Instructor, prioritizes outreach efforts, education initiatives, and accessible platforms to increase public participation in city policy decisions and to create a more inclusive community. Supports accessible, affordable housing for all. Says the current transportation system is failing and must become safe, reliable, and accessible. Websites. sites.google.com/view/Daniel Grant King 4 Raleigh. That's DanielGrantKingFor Raleigh. Jared S. Ollison, community college instructor, former career in law enforcement. Campaign motto, for your safety, for your voice. Priorities include regulate rising property taxes, moderate growth, increase mental health resources, reduce homelessness, increase wages for law enforcement officers, first responders, and other city employees. Website, Jared Dollison for Raleigh. That's JaredDollisonFor Raleigh.com. Chalulape Omakaya, CEO of Evolve Mentoring, says she brings a fresh perspective and proven leadership in the district, wants equitable economic development that preserves the historic character of affected communities, wants safe, stable transportation for riders and operators, and affordable housing as a citywide initiative with centralized coordination. Web, facebook.com/groups/97407302471916. That number again, 97407302471916. Portia W. Rochelle, pastor, supports making free bus rides a permanent service rather than temporary or for limited users, prioritizes building affordable housing rather than a stadium or amphitheater, advocates for a living wage for police, first responders, and all city employees. Website, RochelleForRaleigh.com. That's RochelleForRaleigh.com. Candidate for District D, Jane Harrison. This candidate has no opponent. Candidates for District E, John Shaquera, Corporate Training Consulting. Will advocate for smart growth strategies, supporting mixed-use developments and preserving green spaces. Says ensuring public health is not only a matter of protecting our residents, but also fostering an environment where everyone feels secure and supported. Website, johnforraleigh.com, J-O-H-N, the number 4, Raleigh.com. Christina Jones, on City Council, educator, says she became involved in city affairs through her Citizens Advisory Council after CACs were abolished. She got elected and led effort on the council to revive and strengthen them. Supports creating affordable housing and having District E do our part to add units and be welcoming. Wants to reduce vacancies in public service jobs and offer competitive pay and benefits. Website, ChristinaForRaleigh.com, ChristinaForRaleigh.com. Use an early voting location, October 17th through November 2nd. Wake County voters can vote at any of the locations listed below during early voting. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. See the last section of ncvoter.org/register. All 22 sites are open weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17th to November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturdays, October 19th and October 26th, and November 2nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sundays, October 20th and October 27th, 1 to 6 p.m. Abbots Creek Community Center, 9950 Durant Road, Raleigh. Avery Street Recreation Center, 125 Avery Street, Garner. Barwell Road Community Center, 5857 Barwell Park Drive, Raleigh. Cary Senior Center, 120 Maury O'Dell Place, Cary. Eastern Regional Center, 1002 Dogwood Drive, Zebulon. Green Road Community Center, 4201 Green Road, Raleigh. Herbert C. Young Community Center, 101 Wilkinson Avenue, Cary. Hilltop Needmore Park, 4621 Shady Greens Drive, Fuquay Varina. John Chavis Memorial Park Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Raleigh. John M. Brown Community Center, 53 Hunter Street, Apex. Nightdale Recreation Center, 102 Lawson Ridge Road, Nightdale. Lake Lynn Community Center, 7921 Ray Road, Raleigh. Laurel Hills Community Center, 3808 Edwards Mill Road, Raleigh. NCSU Tally Student Union, 2411 Dunn Avenue, Raleigh. Northern Regional Center, 350 East Holding Road, Wake Forest. Optimist Park Community Center, 5900 Whittier Drive, Raleigh. Southeast Raleigh YMCA, 1436 Rock Quarry Road, Raleigh. W.E. Hunt Recreation Center, 301 Stinson Avenue, Holly Springs. Wake County Board of Elections Office, 1200 North New Hope Road, Raleigh. Wake Tech, Northern Campus, Building E, 7151 Success Way, Raleigh. Wake Tech, Southern Campus, Building T, 9101 Fayetteville Road, Raleigh. Wendell Community Center, 601 West 3rd Street, Wendell. Other Wake County contests. Superior Court Judge, District 10C, Seat 1, Stephanie Davis, unaffiliated, versus Becky Holt, Republican, versus Sean A.B. Cole, Democrat. Superior Court Judge, District 10F, Seat 1, Graham Shirley, Republican, versus Jennifer Bedford, Democrat. District Court Judge, District 10D, Seat 3, unexpired term, Carl Roth, Republican, versus Kevin Boxberger, Democrat. Twelve other district court judges unopposed. Wake County Register of Deeds, Tammy L. Bruner, Democrat, unopposed. Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor, Brian K. Lewis versus Reese Wamsley versus Mark Boone. Questions at the end of your ballot. All voters will see this question at the end of the ballot. The North Carolina Constitution now specifies that a person born in the U.S. or naturalized is entitled to vote. Do you want to change the wording to say only a citizen of the U.S. is entitled to vote? Yes or no? Wake County voters can vote yes or no to authorize the county to issue bonds, borrow money, worth $142 million for constructing new or upgrading current library facilities, fixed or mobile. Property taxes will pay off the bonds over several years. Kerry voters will have two more questions about authorizing $30 million of bonds for developing affordable housing and $560 million for new and existing parks and recreational facilities. Zebulon voters can vote yes or no for issuing $20 million of bonds for streets and sidewalks. For where, when, or how to vote, call the help hotline 888-687-8683 or visit ncvoter.org. Questions about voting? Call the hotline at 888-OUR-VOTE or visit ncvoter.org. This guide is produced by Democracy NC and Common Cause NC, which are not affiliated with any party or candidate.